Support this podcast via our Patreon and get more writerly goodness. Visit patreon.com/nanocast to join up.
Welcome to The Everyday Novelist. My name is J. Daniel Sawyer, author of 24 books, 34 short stories, and countless articles and scripts and essays, and I am your guide on this quest to raise your output to pulp speed levels and to explore the cracks and crevices of business and craft in the writing life. Welcome to The Questions, episode 299. Today, JR asks, "So, regarding social media, how do you know where the line is on how much to share with your audience?" This is a purposefully broad question, so do with it what you will. This is actually one of several questions I've gotten recently from a number of you about social media, and I've been putting off answering them, frankly, because I'm not the person to ask. When it comes to social media platforms and engagement, I'm somewhere between a curmudgeon and an idiot. So, I am not the person to ask. Instead, take a look at Christine Catherine Rush's blog series on discoverability that's going on at chriswrites.com every Thursday right now, and also follow Joanna Penn, who is a goddess and a wizard when it comes to this stuff. They are who I'm learning from. I am not competent to give any particular advice on anything regarding building your author platform with social media. I will give you, this one time, my opinion on how to figure out how much to share on social media. When you share something on social media, it is public. It's very easy to make the mistake of thinking that you're talking just between friends, but as we've seen over the last many years, people's old tweets, old Facebook posts, old blog posts, hell, even old podcast episodes can be pulled out of context or pulled from an old context and used to besmirch their character or to drag them into a current debate that they now no longer have any interest in, or to accurately portray a position that they once held but no longer do to make them look like a hypocrite instead of like someone who's changed their mind. These things can also be used for good purposes, but when it comes to public discourse and debate around public figures, the truth matters a lot less than how entertaining and engaging the subject is. It's part of human nature that we love to pile on and tear down people. We love to get on moral crusades and jump on bandwagons, and the truth be damned. So anything you say in public, you need to say either, understanding that it may be used against you in an entirely unfair manner at some point later on, or making the decision right up front that you don't give a damn. I personally waffle between the two. There are things I will not discuss on social media, simply because I am someone who is given to nuance and controversy. I like exploring things that are not okay to talk about in public. I do this in my fiction, and in my fiction it's okay, because people understand that that's fiction. I do it a lot less than I'd like to in nonfiction, especially on social media or somewhere else where I don't control the messaging, because I don't trust the future people who might get it in for me at some point. I've known too many public figures in my life who I've seen unjustly crucified, and I've known a few who I've seen justly crucified, but I have no desire to join those ranks one way or the other. And especially as I'm the kind of person whose opinions constantly change about many things that one group of people or another are prone to hold sacred or inviolable, I'm careful about what I say in public. I'm not careful in the same ways that other people might choose to be, but that's because of what I've chosen to allow of myself to be part of the public discourse and whatnot. The other thing to keep in mind is security. And this is true whether you're a public figure or not. Anytime you tweet with your location turned on, anytime you post real-time stuff on Instagram, you are advertising your location to potential stalkers and burglars and law enforcement and people who may wish you ill. And people have been many, many times burglarized by folks who are watching social media posts from particular neighborhoods looking to see who's not home. So, with all of that in mind, I would advise anyone who is considering having a social media presence to think of it as if you are a public figure and someone is stalking you. Because someone is. They may not be stalking you malevolently, and they may not be stalking you with a death wish or with a marriage proposal in one hand and a gun in the other, but the whole nature of social media is so that people can stalk you openly. That means that the people who may stalk you for bad reasons can hide in the crowd and find you very easily. I'm not suggesting you should be paranoid. We are still, as a society, figuring out what the rules and expected behaviors are on social media. These kinds of things take decades for societies to sort out, usually, or at least a full generation. So it's gonna be a while before we all know really how things are gonna work. And that's assuming that the rules don't get changed out from under us again before we can develop norms and customs. So, it's the Wild West, and when you're out there online, consider that what you put out is going to be around forever. And that, unfortunately, most people are much more interested in sensationalism than they are in understanding and charity. If you can live with that on any particular subject, either because you are fairly certain that you can provoke charity instead of sensationalism, or because you are pretty certain that even if people turn crazy on you, you won't give a damn, then go for it. If it's something that would hurt you personally, or really upset you to have used against you or twisted, maybe it's something you want to leave private. Sorry to go so dark and negative, but hey, you asked. and that's going to be the last question I do about social media for a while. I really don't like this topic. One of the reasons it's a weakness for me as an author and as a professional is that I come out of a security background. I know how to do all the evil things because I used to hang out with the people who did all the evil things and study how they worked. Had a lot of fun doing it in my misspent youth, but I'm very cognizant of what can be done to a person with social media. So I've been very, very slow about getting all social myself, and I've had several abortive attempts, and not many of them, aside from the podcasting, have ever served my business well. So I'm really, really not the person to ask. Hopefully tomorrow will be a happier topic, but thanks for asking, and ask me something else next time. I'll see you tomorrow. The Everyday Novelist is written and presented by J. Daniel Sawyer and is produced by Artistic Whispers Productions. Visit our website at everydaynovelist.com and leave a tip in the tip jar or join the Patreon to support this podcast. The Everyday Novelist is copyright 2017 J. Daniel Sawyer and Artistic Whispers Productions, Inc. and is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives License.